Remember now, Jesus said to Mary, "Touch me not, and I have not yet ascended to my Father." And you're, well, let's read that, John 20. Verse 11. And Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher. Now, let me tell you something here. While in Egypt, the Jews learned to mummify back in those days. Of course, they don't do that anymore. But they do bury a person immediately. They don't wait. Or rather, immediately. But back there then, each finger was wrapped and everything but the face mask. And it made like a cocoon. Well, she looked in there, and there that thing was. And the face linen was still there. Because that would have been the very last thing. And he wasn't in it. So I wanted you to understand that. "Touch me not, I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary came and told the disciples. Now, once again, Hebrews chapter 9. Now that's, let me remind you once more. That scripture, let's look that up. Where he was in Arabia, Keith. Isn't that in the book of Galatians? Let's go there.
Chapter 1, 17.
Yes.
1:17.
Yeah. "For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conduct in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals, mine own nation. But when it pleased God, he separated me from my mother's womb, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the brethren. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went up to Jerusalem to them apostles, but I went into Arabia." Now get this. "I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus." Then after 3 years. It does not say how long he was there. And the people confuse that to say he was out there 3 years. I brought that up to Rick Renner. He was on television with me. And he looked at that. And he said, "Well, you know, I always thought that. But he did, that it's an undetermined amount of time. It was revealed unto me what happened on the night that he was betrayed." Revealed. Where? Out there. That's where the book of Hebrews came from. So let's go back over there now. 9th chapter. Verse But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. This is what happened. And for this cause, he is the mediator of a new covenant, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgression that there were under the first covenant, which they are called high, to receive the blood promise of eternal inheritance. For a covenant is in force after men and testament. Otherwise, it's no strength while the testator lives. Verse 23, it was therefore necessary, say necessary, that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices. Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Amen. That's what this book is about. Amen. Good. Thank you. Glory to God. Chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect or blameless. For then we have not entered, ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers, once purged, should have no more sin consciousness. Well, if you don't have a sin consciousness, what kind of consciousness should you have? A righteousness consciousness. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's not holiness. That's right standing with God. Holiness is produced by the fruit of the Spirit. Against such there is no law. Amen. Now, let's go back now to Hebrews chapter 1. I want you to notice the wording. God, who at sundry time and in different manner spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. The moment he did that, we were healed. The moment he did that, Satan was done. The moment he sat down, it was over for him. The scripture right here in chapter 2 said he had the power of death, but he's been brought to naught. That's nothing, zero. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there's something special here. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. And the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But now listen, but unto the son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They shall be wax as old as does a garment, and a vesture shall you fold them up, and they will be changed. And you are the same, and your years shall not fail. Those are the words that he used to raise him from the dead. And again, he will be my son when I bring in the first begotten of many sons. Jesus went in there on the 22nd Psalm. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? It is finished. And he spent 3 days and three nights in hell. It was a special Sabbath. It started on Wednesday, not Friday. John makes mention of that. Glory to God. It was a high Sabbath. Thank you, Jesus. Because Jesus had already said it. That's the way this book works. It had to be said by the prophets to give the people something to say. And then once it's in the earth, the devil can't get it out. So everything was prophesied in the first covenant. And the devil thought he had him. You know, by splitting two kingdoms and all that. Well, you can ship his saddle on. He's done. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, don't you care? They said, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? And like Brother Hagin said, and like I, with the pain that I'm experiencing now, no, wait a minute. I'm not giving him anything to work with.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
And I repented and backed up.
That's it.
Hallelujah. I know better than that.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Devil, I just can't tell you how much I don't care. Carest thou not to the man that cared enough to go to hell for 3 days and three nights? And I began to talk about that to him, and I began to think of things. I mean, think of things that way back when. And I was laying there and get thinking about it. I said, Lord, I repent of that. I know that's a long time ago, but that's stupid. You're a product of your own environment. People being a product of their own environment create their own problems. By going to bed at night full of fear and worry. Now I'm going to give you another Keith Moore example. Well, you open this file drawer in your mind. It's not in there. It's not in there. Well, Take all the files out. It isn't in there. It is not in your head. It may be in your heart. So stop worrying about it.
Amen.
Cast the care. 1 Peter 5. On him. For he cares for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So. The environment. Can change you. Or you. Can change the environment.
Amen.
Amen. Brian, you agree with that? Of course you do. Thank you, Lord. You changed the environment around us.
Yes.
Gloria and I changed the environment around us a lot. We'd go on those motorcycle rides and just fun and laugh and just laugh until you couldn't laugh anymore. And Jesse and Kathy and Dennis and Vicki Burke and Happy and Jeannie Caldwell and Glory. We were the Glory Riders. And we'd take on a vacation and just take off and ride through Colorado someplace. And then just sit around and laugh and talk the Word of God. We never did take a vacation from the Word. We didn't take off and go crazy for 2 or 3 days. No.
Praise God.
We were right here in Branson. And we'd been riding. And we went to a video store because one of the hotels here had a video player. So, well, all of our rooms did here. I don't remember where we were staying. And there was a young boy walked in there. And walked in that video store and walked around there to us. And he just simply said, "Are you the ones on television?" We said, "Yes." I was standing right in front of him. And Jerry was right here. And then we just gathered around him. "Yes." I said, "We are. Would you pray for my mother? She has cancer." We started praying. He said, "Oh no, she's out in the car."
Thank you, Lord.
She's out in the car. All of us gathered around. Now, the first time I was ever in this building, it was the Johnny Cash Theater. We came in here. Big stage here, of course. All of us, right down front. And they came in and said, standing right in front of me and in front of Jerry, and said, "Mr. Cash would like for you all to come see him, please." What does Johnny Cash want with us? We walked back there. He said, "Copeland," and he looked over there at Jerry. He said, "My knees." He said, I don't know whether I'm going to be making through this whole thing or not." And while I'm in, Gloria just dropped and grabbed him by the knees. I did too. Jerry got around on one side. We ganged up on him. They had the little whistles. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And gathered up around him and prayed. Now, we're right here. So the stage came out there about like this. And they put us right down front. And that June Carter, I tell you what, she broke up the whole place. I mean, and he turned around to their son. He said, "I'm telling you, that mama yours or something else." It's hilarious. And they did the curtain call. And he came out for another curtain call, and here's what he did. change the environment.
Yeah.
At the right place, at the right time.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are other theater that they had before this one. Tony Orlando Theater. Shirley Boone called and said that Debbie was fronting for Tony Orlando. I'm talking about changing the environment. And Tony Orlando and Dawn. And he just walked up and he grabbed Shirley and he said, "Shirley Boone, teach me how to live." Well, those of you that are up with that, he did have a complete nervous breakdown. Well, I could see why. I mean, he bounced around all over that stage. He never slowed down one bit. He sang Yellow Ribbon about 10 or 12 times or pieces of it, just jumping up and down. We went to that other theater. And we just wanted to watch him because we had been there that night, Gloria and I both had, when Debbie was fronting for him. He stopped. And he had us stand up. He said, "Now, that's Kenneth and Gloria Copeland." And he said, "As most of you know, I did have a nervous breakdown." But he said, "Watching them on television, they taught me how to live."
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he went on to be and very, very successful and still is. Amen. Change your environment. Make yourself available. "Well, I'm just a nobody." You mean stand me and tell me I've stood here and wasted all my time? You're a nobody. What do you mean? "Well, after all, I'm just human." How dare you? You are not just human. You are a born again human. That's the biggest miracle of the whole thing. You're a new creature in Christ. Baptized in the Holy Ghost. Speaking in the Spirit, the gateway to the supernatural.
Are you facing challenges that are holding you back and seem impossible to overcome? You weren't created to live limited. You were created to live anointed. In his audio teaching, The Anointing Factor, Kenneth Copeland reveals the divine force that transforms everything. The anointing of God. It's not talent or luck. It's God on you, empowering you to do what only He can do. Discover how the anointing lifts heavy burdens and positions you to thrive, even in the toughest times. When you know who you are in Christ, it's impossible to be hopeless. See yourself through God's eyes, full of grace, wisdom, and power. Develop a lifestyle of flowing in the anointing every day and be equipped to live in the promises of God. His word is alive. His name is anointed. And as part of His body, so are you. It's time to factor in the anointing and walk in the victory that's already yours. Request your free copy of The Anointing Factor by Kenneth Copeland, available as an MP3 download on kcm.org/TV special. This 10-message teaching series will help you learn how to factor the anointing of God into every part of your life. The anointing destroys every yoke of bondage and turns defeat into victory.
This free offer is good for 60 days. So go to our website, kcm.org/TV special, and download your free copy of The Anointing Factor today.
Hello, I'm Larry Ward. Ephesians 2:12 tells us when we are without Christ, we are strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Hopelessness doesn't come from a lack of money, education, or opportunity. No, it comes from not knowing Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, who by His anointing, He destroys every yoke of bondage. Ephesians 2:13 and 19 describes our new life in Christ, saying, when we are in Christ Jesus, we're made near by His blood. He is our peace, and we're no more strangers, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And when you receive Jesus into your heart and let Him be the Lord and Savior of your life, you go from hopelessness to having Christ in you, the hope of glory. Please pray with me. Father God, I don't want to be outside your covenant of promise. I receive the gift of your Son Jesus as the price for my sins. I choose to declare Him as my Lord, and I'll serve Him all the days of my life. Amen and amen. Your spirit is born again, and the greater one has come alive on the inside of you. You can go boldly declare, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. So to learn more about your new life in Christ, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has some free resources to send you. It's called the Salvation Package, which includes a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You, along with some information on how to start reading and studying your Bible. Jesus did it all for you, and now that you are a new creation in Him, there's a world of blessings ready for you to receive. Request your free copy of the Salvation Package today on kcm.org. KCM has had the privilege of being part of over 150,397,000 people coming to know Jesus as the Lord and their Savior. Thank you, partners, for helping us make this wonderful book available free of charge to those who've asked for it. It provides a strong foundation of the Word to new believers, and it also helps those who've been born again for a while to renew their minds of who they are in Christ and who He is in them. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, request the Salvation Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, free on kcm.org/salvation.